Good morning, dear Boston. I'm John Boudreaux, and Kelly Financial's Safe Money Strategies indeed carries on every Saturday morning right here on WRKO 680 on the AM dial and online from just about anywhere, even your Tesla. Be careful with it these days. Well, we have a lot on the show today. We, of course, will be hearing from the advisors at Kelly Financial. And later in the show, Mrs. Kelly and I will be discussing, you know, an often overlooked part of planning because most of us are not business owners. Many of us, I would say probably the majority of us, were wage earners or maybe 1099 earners, but we didn't have a business that we put our heart and soul in. And that's what Mrs. Kelly and I are going to be drilling down on later in the show, is what do you do with the business that you've worked your whole life putting together and sacrificed for, not only to make your retirement safe and secure, but to pass some of the value of that business on to your kids or your grandkids. It's a very, very important part of planning. So grab that coffee and join us on the other side of this break, and we will be right back. Radio,
listen to the radio. Safe Money Strategies with John Boudreaux and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning, dear friends and dear listeners. I'm Kelly Kelly, and welcome to our show on this fine Saturday morning. I am here with my handsome and strong son, William Kelly Jr., as we chat every Saturday morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mom. Joined by my beautiful and strong mother.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. I mean, had to get it from somebody, right?
Yeah. So this is the thing that I look most forward to every Saturday, sitting down face to face with you and sort of recapping our week.
Yeah, me too.
Our life.
Yeah.
So how's your life been this week, William?
You know, my life has been very, very successful. I'll say that. I'm working on a couple projects. I can't mention anything,
I know,
which is a shame because I'd talk for an hour if I could.
Oh, and I've been sworn to secrecy here.
Oh, yeah. And I've sworn many people to secrecy. So yes, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, you will never be finding out until everything's done. But
and it is exciting.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of work. So we still have a little bit of a journey to go. However, life has been very, very well following my powerlifting meet. I have been hitting more strength goals than I could have ever imagined.
Excellent.
And I PR'd this week, and my bench press went up 25 pounds.
And what
pounds.
Does that mean for listeners who don't know?
Personal record.
Oh,
I
thank
apologize.
You, including myself. I'm like, okay, what does this stand for?
So, ladies and gentlemen, a PR stands for personal record, and a 1RM is a one rep max. So
okay.
It's your maximum strength that you can essentially achieve in one rep. So my bench press went up to 285, my squat went up to 455, and my deadlift, we're going to find out next week. So I'm very excited because I have another competition coming up in August.
Yay!
So I'm looking forward to it, and I got to make sure I'm at the top of my game. And luckily, ladies and gentlemen, it's very crazy. If you stick to a program and you do it right and you stay consistent, a lot of good things can come out of it.
Absolutely.
So definitely
I'm proud
relates
of you,
to our
William.
Business. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, it's been a beautiful week. Luckily, the first couple of days were absolutely stunning. I've been outside.
Absolutely.
Like at every chance that I can get.
I am as well.
Working simultaneously tanning. And ladies and gentlemen, if you need tanning expertise along with financial advice, my sister is your prime person. Nobody can tan like my sister. She does it perfectly. She knows exactly how to time and schedule everything out.
Oh, yeah.
She knows
proper
when to apply.
Sunscreen.
Absolutely. So she protects herself and she just has this, like, always gets a perfect tan. And usually I'm out there doing some dumb stuff and I forget sunscreen for an hour.
I have to be moving around. I can't just sit.
That's
and
why
lay in
I
the
work.
Sun. When I was younger, I think I could.
Yeah.
Like maybe high school and college,
but
after
when
that...
when you're able to do stuff outside, it's a
yes,
lot different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So whether you're working or whether you're you
I
know,
have to
on
feel
your computer,
like I'm being productive.
Yeah, because that kind of gives you the ability to sit down and not like go insane from being stuck.
True. I want to wish everyone a wonderful rest of the weekend, and do keep us on your dial. We have some great information coming your way this morning. Mike Doucette and Charlie Gable will be joining us next to share some smart strategies on protecting your business and your family from financial risk, which is really important if you're thinking long term. Mary Madeline Kelly and Greg Murray will talk about the retirement mistakes they're seeing and how you can steer clear of them to build a stronger future. I will return with John Boudreaux, and we will dive even deeper into wealth preservation for business owners, covering ways to secure your legacy and protect everything you've worked so hard to build. We will have some wit and wisdom from Bill Kelly, which is always a highlight. William, thank you for chatting with me this morning. I love you, honey.
I love you too, and I look forward to next week.
I'm John Boudreaux, and welcome to a new edition of Kelly Financial's What Would Bill Say? The wit and wisdom of the late Bill Kelly, who today tests time.
Time. You don't have as much left today as you had yesterday. It's the rule of science. When's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? Tomorrow. Today. Whenever you can get to it. That's the next best time.
There's no time like the present to begin saving, planning, and enjoying retirement. So download our consumer guide simply called A Happy Retirement and find 6 secrets of how you can spend your time to cultivate happiness and a retirement well lived. Go to kellyfinancial.org or call 888-800-1881 to spend some time with one of our financial advisors.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, it's not too late.
We are Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Okay, my friends, if your 401k lately feels like something out of a Stephen King novel, you're not imagining it. The markets have been all over the place, up, down, sideways. It's like watching the Red Sox go into extra innings. But listen to me now, don't panic. The worst thing you can do is cash out and lock in your losses. Smart investors, they stay cool, they stick to their plan, and they work with people they trust. That's where Kelly Financial Services comes in. They're local, they're fiduciary advisors, and they care about your peace of mind. They'll help you ride out the storm so you're not making emotional decisions with your life savings on the line. Call them today for your free retirement consultation. 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning. I'm Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial Services, and you are listening to Safe Money Strategies. As always, I'm joined by one of the trusted financial advisors on our team, Charlie Gable. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Mike, and good morning to our listeners.
It is always an uphill battle to fatten your savings account. Whether you are still working or in retirement, you worked hard for your money, and your savings account is the proof. Today, we'll cover some proven ways to get the savings account back on track. If you're already a good saver, we challenge you to tick the boxes as we walk through ways to keep more of your hard-earned cash.
No, ever so subtly, priorities can shift, and that savings account balance either slips away or stops growing at the rate it used to.
Let's start with insurance. Our first tip is don't be under or overinsured. If you are overinsured, you may be paying too much for auto, home, and or renter's insurance, life, and health insurance.
You know, on average, Americans spend 14% of their total income on insurance. This number falls to 12% for renters. This is a sneaky spending category because premiums are oftentimes baked into a mortgage or automatically deducted once a year from a checking or savings account. It's easy to lose track.
If you're a senior, the cost of being fully insured is higher, according to the same study that Charlie just cited. Seniors spend 23% of their total income on their insurance coverage.
I know that one of our advisors here had a conversation with a client that was overinsured. Mike, you know the details on that.
Yeah, this is an extreme example, but a real example. This couple had 11 policies with premiums of $16,000 per year. The kids are out of the house, their home is paid off, and they have no debt. In our opinion, it was hard to justify the expense without an insurable need.
Wow, 16 grand a year. That's over $1,300 a month that could be used for everyday living expenses, even a vacation fund or possibly investment account, or just spoiling the grandkids. That's a lot of found money from a financial planning standpoint.
Yeah, it turned out to be a case of autopilot. The policies were set up years ago, and it was a set it and forget it automatic deduction from the couple's savings.
You know, Mike, I know you've got a lot of experience on the insurance side. How much life insurance is the right amount?
As a general rule of thumb, you need enough life insurance to cover your obligations after you're gone. If your family would be on the hook for debts after you die, life insurance is a way to provide those funds. There are free online calculators that will help you work through debt and income replacement calculations. One tip is not to skimp. Your income likely will rise over the years, and so will your expenses. While you can't anticipate exactly how much either of these will increase, a cushion helps make sure your spouse and kids can maintain their lifestyle.
And you know, it doesn't have to be done all at once. You can buy more than one life insurance policy to vary your coverage as your needs ebb and flow. For instance, you could buy a 30-year term life policy to cover your spouse until your retirement, and then maybe a 20-year policy to cover your children until they graduate from college.
At the end of the day, life insurance is an integral part of your overall financial plan. Talk the numbers through with your family and make sure your spouse or significant other is on the same page.
Well, if you're just joining us, today we're talking about some creative ways to fatten your savings account and keep more of your hard-earned cash.
The next idea will be painful for some and welcome news to others. One word, budget. Budgeting is not always enjoyable, but in the age of technology, there are new tools available to help simplify the process.
Whether you're working or you're enjoying retirement, knowing where your money is going is the linchpin to your financial plan. In our last example of being overinsured, our client uncovered over $1,300 per month, and that could be diverted back to their savings account.
That's an extreme example, but think about it this way. If you could find just $100 per month to divert to an investment program earning a hypothetical rate of return of 5%, you'd have over $15,000 in 10 years if you started right now with $100 per month and $100 per month thereafter. That's a big deal.
You know, I'd be motivated to change my spending habits if I could add over $15,000 to my plan over the course of the next 10 years. And thanks to inflation, $100 is really just simply skipping dinner for two, maybe once a week. That's easy in my opinion.
Yeah, technology is at our fingertips, some good and some bad. But there are basic budget apps that connect with your financial accounts, track spending, and categorize expenses so you can see where your money is going.
And you know, most of these apps track your expenses and place them in budget categories, so you can personalize these categories, which are unlimited typically. You set those limits for these categories, and most of the apps let you know if you're approaching those limits. Besides for those budgeting features, apps may help users pay down debt, save more money, and even track their goals.
It is very common to be nervous about whether you have saved enough for retirement when you do not have a good idea about what you have been spending and what amount of spending will help you to support a comfortable retirement lifestyle.
And perhaps you already have sufficient savings, which could be a great comfort. If underfunded, though, you can design a plan for how to respond. Decisions include delaying your retirement, reducing budgeted expenses, or assuming a higher rate of return on your assets. The sooner you make those decisions, generally, the better the impact on your financial plan.
Having a budget and knowing where the money goes will give you peace of mind and clarity. The areas that need improvement will quickly float to the surface.
As planners, we acknowledge that budgeting for retirement when you're still working or about to step away from work is very difficult because many of the expenses will change alongside the act of actually retiring. New retirees undergo changes to their lifestyle, so some budget items increase while others decrease.
The earlier you establish that baseline, the better. We're human and we're creatures of habit and routine. From daily toothbrushing to the 11 a.m. coffee, we all have dozens of habits that get us through our daily routine. Some of those habits are directly linked to our spending habits.
And like any habits, some of those spending habits are healthy and some aren't. The best case scenario would be to work on breaking the unhealthy spending habits while you're still earning income from employment. So when you get to retirement and the employment income stops, you'll be in a better position for long-term budget success.
If apps aren't your thing, then check out your credit card company's website. Typically, households use one or two cards for their operating budget. Most credit card company websites allow for a spreadsheet download of every expense by category. Let's take a break. When we return, we'll continue our discussion and provide you with more tips and tricks to keep your savings account growing.
Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
There's nothing like running the Boston Marathon.
On your mark!
Even before crossing the start line, you must spend months planning in advance, training your body, becoming familiar with the terrain, preparing for all weather conditions, adjusting fuel and hydration, and testing your gear. Many runners visualize their race, setting that personal record and seeing themselves finishing strong. When it comes to your retirement, what do you see? A fulfilling retirement requires the same kind of planning, preparing, adjusting, testing, and goal setting as for a marathon. Let the retirement coaches at Kelly Financial Services help you cross the finish line in the greatest race of your life. So call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. On your mark, get set, go to Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
The Money Wrap with Kelly Financial Advisors, Greg Murray and Mary Madeline Kelly.
Good morning. This is Greg Murray, Senior Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me today is Mary Madeline Kelly, one of our wealth advisors. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Greg. I am doing great. Thanks for asking. I'm just returning from a trip across the pond to Amsterdam.
That sounds amazing. The closest I've been to Amsterdam is their airport. I do have to say it's a very nice airport. How was your trip?
It was a fabulous trip and indeed a very nice airport. I had actually never been there, so it was really special to experience it for the first time. And seeing the tulips was certainly a highlight, and I will definitely be back.
That is something that I would love to see. And it's cool that you got to see the cause of one of the largest financial bubbles of all time.
Now, that's a topic for another day. Today, we're talking about something that's not just for your closets, spring cleaning your finances.
That's right. Spring is the perfect time to refresh not just your home, but also your money habits. We're talking digital clutter, outdated subscriptions, and even old investment accounts you forgot existed.
Let's start simple. One of the easiest wins: canceling unused subscriptions, streaming services, gym memberships, apps that auto-renew. We all have them.
Yes. I had a client paying for 3 different meditation apps. 3. That's $45 a month that she didn't realize was disappearing.
That adds up to over $500 a year. And that's just one category. A good rule of thumb is to go through your credit card and bank statements from the past 2 months and highlight anything you're not actively using.
Exactly. And while you're in there, it's a great time to update passwords, especially if you are reusing the same one across multiple accounts. Use unique, secure passwords for financial accounts. Maybe even consider a password manager. Financial security is part of financial health.
Now, another big one, old or scattered investment accounts. If you've had more than one job, there's a good chance you've got a stray 401k or IRA hanging out somewhere.
Right. We call these orphan accounts. They might not be performing well, or they're just not aligned with your current goals. Consolidating them can help you manage your investments more efficiently and sometimes reduce fees.
We've had clients who find a couple $1,000s just sitting in a forgotten account. So yes, definitely worth the effort.
And speaking of goals, spring is a great time to revisit your financial goals. Maybe you were focused on saving for a home last year, but now it's paying off student loans or planning a trip.
Your goals shift as your life changes, and your budget should shift with them. A little seasonal reflection can help realign your spending with what really matters to you.
Another quick win: check your insurance policies. A lot of people set it and forget it. Are your coverage levels still appropriate? Could you be overpaying?
Or undercovered, especially for life insurance or homeowners policies. If you've had any big life changes like marriage, kids, renovations, now's the time to review.
And finally, let's talk about emergency funds. Inflation has changed the math a bit. What used to be enough might not cut it anymore.
Right. If you haven't topped up your emergency savings in a while, aim for 3 to 6 months of essential expenses and keep it somewhere liquid, like a high-yield savings account.
So to recap, cancel unused subscriptions, consolidate accounts, update passwords, review goals, check your insurance, and top off your emergency fund.
Spring cleaning isn't just about tossing old junk. It's about making space for what works. And your finances deserve that same kind of clarity.
We always say a little bit of effort now can save a lot of stress later.
You nailed it. Well, Greg, thank you for your time today, and I will see you next week.
You too, Mary Madeline. Have a great weekend.
To get in touch with Greg Murray or Mary Madeline Kelly or any member of the Kelly Financial team, call 888-800-1881.
I'm John Boudreaux, and welcome to a new edition of Kelly Financial's What Would Bill Say? The wit and wisdom of the late Bill Kelly. Today, we'll address fact from fiction.
You can always make money if you haven't. If you lose it all, it's very difficult to do that. So you have to have a plan. If the market goes up quite a bit or down quite a bit, you have to be ready. And how do you sort fact from fiction?
Download Kelly Financial's consumer guide simply called The Value of an Objective Opinion. With so much at stake with your retirement future, you don't just want any financial advice, but objective financial advice. And as a fiduciary, Kelly Financial puts your interests above all else. Go to kellyfinancial.org or call 888-800-1881 to get the guide.
Ladies and gentlemen, sort fact from fiction.
We are Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That was one small step for Neil Armstrong, but when it comes to your financial future, it's a giant leap. Achieving your desired retirement isn't a leap. It requires good planning, one step at a time. Let Kelly Financial help you take those crucial first steps today. To get started, call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Boudreaux and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881. Taking care of business
every day. And we're back. I'm John Boudreaux, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining me this morning. Well, you've spent years building your business, but without the right strategies, everything you've worked for could be vulnerable. So how can you protect your hard-earned wealth and your future and keep it for your kids or your grandkids or sell it to make your retirement even better? Well, we are going to be diving into this critical topic for every entrepreneur and business owner, and that's wealth preservation. Here to talk about how you can secure what you've built and pass it on wisely and tax efficiently is Kelly Kelly, the CEO of Kelly Financial Services. She'll be sharing some tips business owners can use to protect their most important asset. Kelly, good morning and welcome. I hope your cup of coffee is big because this is a big subject.
Good morning, John. Happy to be here with you on this Saturday morning. I've got my coffee and yes, I agree. This is a very big subject we're talking about today. Feels like we've had quite a few big ones the last few Saturdays.
So let's jump right in. Kelly, why is wealth preservation such a critical issue for business owners?
Well, John, business owners often reinvest everything back into their business, assuming that one day they'll sell it for a large sum. But the reality is only a small percentage of businesses actually sell at the value owners expect. Without proper planning, business owners could spend 30 years building something and walk away with far less than they need to retire comfortably.
What are some common mistakes you see entrepreneurs make when protecting what they've built?
One big mistake is failing to separate personal wealth from business assets. Another is delaying succession or exit planning until it's too late. Many also ignore tax planning or underestimate liability exposure. And all of that puts their future at risk.
Okay, so how does owning a business complicate traditional retirement planning?
Traditional retirement planning assumes predictable income and contributions over time. Business owners often experience irregular income, diverse tax structures, and delayed liquidity. It takes specialized strategies to navigate that.
So why is it so risky to rely solely on the sale of their business to fund retirement?
Well, because market timing, buyer interest, and valuations can fluctuate. And what if there's no buyer when they're ready to sell? or if an illness forces an early exit. That's why diversifying assets and planning ahead is so very important.
Okay, let's talk about making that wealth real. How do business owners turn business equity into actual money they can use?
It starts with treating their businesses like assets, not jobs. Developing a plan to extract value through dividends, partial sales, recapitalizations, or buy-sell agreements can help convert equity into investable capital over time.
How early should business owners be planning for liquidity?
Ideally, 5 to 10 years before they want to exit. That allows for time to increase the value, clean up financials, reduce taxes, and put the right legal structures in place.
Okay, what about the exit strategies that preserve wealth and minimize tax exposure?
I would say business owners should talk to their financial advisors well in advance as they consider exit strategies. Some options could include installment sales, family limited partnerships, or charitable remainder trust. Each has its pros and cons, but they all offer tax deferral or reduction advantages when used properly.
Kelly, what's a phantom exit? I've heard that term thrown around now and again.
John, that's when a business owner structures income streams or takes distributions from the business as if they've sold it, but without actually selling it. They would retain ownership and control while enjoying some of the financial freedom an exit would provide.
Well, let's come back to taxes. We've touched on that earlier. As you know, Kelly, tax code, it's a beast. So how does tax planning factor into wealth preservation?
Taxes can quietly erode wealth over decades. Smart planning can legally minimize income, capital gains, estate, and even gift taxes. That's where real money is saved and preserved.
Where do business owners fall into tax traps during transitions or sales?
Our Kelly advisors have seen business owners without a plan trigger tax events. Some even pay taxes twice, once on business income and again on the sale. Planning avoids that.
When it comes to tax professionals, should business owners just use a CPA, or would it be better to build a full financial team?
The latter, John. Although a CPA is vital, they focus on tax filings. Our Kelly advisors are forward-looking planners, and we partner with experienced estate planning attorneys. Having a coordinated team will certainly deliver the best results.
Okay, one more. Does having a long-term relationship with a financial planner really matter?
Absolutely. Wealth preservation is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. Markets change, laws change, goals evolve. And at Kelly Financial, our advisors are trusted planners who can help business owners adapt, course correct, and stay aligned with their vision. We also offer a free investor guide, 5 Retirement Planning Missteps to Dodge, which outlines 5 common mistakes business owners can avoid when planning for retirement.
As always, Kelly, very informative. Thanks so much for being with us. So to get the guide and to make that complimentary appointment with a Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have now. Thanks for joining me. When we return, we will cover family succession plans for your business, as well as asset protection and preservation. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We are in our 20th year broadcasting, so thanks for tuning in and stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Taking care of business.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.
Ready to enjoy your golden years without worry? At Kelly Financial, we know retirement planning can be overwhelming. With more than 21 years of experience, our friendly team of advisors makes it easy and stress-free. Trust us to help you create a secure and enjoyable future. For a free initial retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
And we're back. I'm John Budrys, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining me this morning. Well, building a business is a lifetime achievement. It's the result of endless hours, sleepless nights, countless sacrifices. You know, just think of all of the kids' practices and games and recitals and rehearsals and everything that you'd like to do. Well, you've put it off. But preserving the wealth that comes from those kinds of success and sacrifices, well, that's a whole other challenge. For business owners, wealth isn't just about profits today. It's about protecting what you've built for tomorrow. From taxes and market volatility to legal risks and succession planning, there are countless threats that can erode everything you've worked so hard to create. And if you're not actively preserving your wealth, well, you're leaving your future exposed. So let's bring back Kelly Kelly, the CEO of Kelly Financial Services. She'll talk about how business owners can safeguard their success, navigate the risks, and create a financial legacy that truly lasts. Kelly, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, John. Happy to be back with you on this Saturday morning.
Well, let's get right to it, Kelly. What are the biggest threats to a business owner's wealth today?
It may not be exactly what folks think, John. Lawsuits, creditor claims, divorce, business failure, and regulatory changes are the big five. Many owners are just one legal issue away from a financial disaster.
So legal structuring is important. How will this protect their wealth?
John, it's crucial and critical. LLCs, corporations, and family limited partnerships can each shield personal assets from business liabilities. Done right, these structures form a legal moat around their wealth.
What about insurance? Is it real protection or just a money drain?
If it's tailored properly, insurance is essential. Umbrella liability, key person coverage, business interruption, and even personal liability coverage can be the difference between survival and bankruptcy.
Okay, so what's your take on asset protection trusts?
They are powerful tools, especially for high-risk professions or wealth over $5 million. They move assets out of your personal estate into a protected trust, making them harder to access in lawsuits or creditor claims.
Great advice. So let's pivot a bit. Let's talk succession planning. This is often overlooked. What's the number one thing that can derail this?
John, I would say lack of communication. Sometimes owners assume heirs want the business, or maybe the owners do not set clear expectations. And this can create resentments, it can create disputes, or even business failure after the transition.
How would they manage the emotional side of handing over control then?
By starting early and involving the family in planning. At Kelly Financial, we recommend using facilitators, having written succession plans, and we can help with coaching to ensure clarity. Emotions can run high, but structure helps.
And buy-sell agreements, what role do they play?
They're actually essential. They define who can buy in, at what price, and under what terms. Funded buy-sells ensure that ownership transfers don't cripple the business or the family.
Well, if there are multiple heirs, how would the owner keep it fair?
Sometimes equal isn't fair. At Kelly Financial, we may recommend keeping ownership separate from management or using life insurance to equalize inheritances. The goal is to avoid conflict and preserve both family harmony and the business.
So when it comes to wealth preservation, it's important to have that plan.
That is true.
From Kelly Financial's perspective, what would a full preservation plan actually look like, Kelly?
Well, John, it starts with a full financial inventory, business, personal, tax exposure, and risk tolerance. Then we would build out an integrated strategy considering the legal structures, retirement vehicles, asset protection, estate planning, and an exit strategy. This would all be under one umbrella.
What would it be like working with a new client? What would you ask of them?
It starts with a discovery session. What are your goals? What is your timeline? From there, we create a roadmap, starting with protecting current assets. Then our Kelly advisors would move to tax planning, succession, and finally, retirement income strategy.
That's a lot of change. What's the mindset shift they need to make?
Actually, it may be hard to do, but it's best to stop thinking like a worker and start thinking like a steward. They're not just running a business, they're managing an asset, and they owe it to themselves and their families to protect it.
What if someone's starting from scratch today?
I would say step one, get educated. Step two would be get help. We are available. Contact us. The worst plan is no plan. And I say the sooner you start, the more options you will have.
For any new listeners out there, how do you build trust with clients over time?
We focus on education. We focus on transparency. And we focus on service. There's no sales pressure, just honest advice. And over time, I feel like our clients see us not just as advisors, but as partners in their success.
We talked earlier about the value of a full financial team. How does a financial advisor add value beyond what a CPA or an attorney already does?
At Kelly Financial, we coordinate with those professionals. But our job is to see the full picture. We look at all the parts, taxes, investments, insurance, estate planning, and how they all work together. With that holistic view, it often uncovers opportunities others miss.
How should someone go about finding that right advisor for their needs?
Look for someone who listens, not just talks. Ask about their process, their philosophy, and their experience with business owners. And don't be afraid to walk away if it doesn't feel right. We also have a free investor guide, 5 Retirement Planning Missteps to Dodge, that business owners can use when preparing their preservation plans so they don't miss any important steps along the way.
This has been really insightful today, Kelly, and thank you for that. To get the guide and make a complimentary appointment with a Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for now, and thanks so much for joining me. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We are in our 20th year broadcasting, so thanks for that, and we will be back in a New York minute. Taking care
of business. Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Is your financial advisor a fiduciary? In other words, are they legally required to act in your best interest? My complimentary book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future, explains what a fiduciary is and will help you understand if an advisor is really putting you first. For the book, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
We're back. I'm Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial, and I'm joined by one of the trusted financial advisors on our team, Charlie Gable. Today, we're talking about moves you can make today to increase your rate of savings. To recap, we've covered insurance. Don't be overinsured. This can be costly and is money you can apply elsewhere.
Sometimes the price of building wealth can be a high savings rate, which takes discipline. It's not glamorous to drive a seven-year-old Honda while your colleagues and friends drive brand new BMWs. But if you want to build true wealth, it's time to get serious about your savings rate and start funneling money into growth or income-oriented investments that will make you truly rich instead of just rich-looking to your friends.
Reminds me of the phrase, big hat, no cattle. Your spending habits may look rich, but your savings and investment accounts are anything but. We've covered budgeting and not overpaying for insurance. What are some other ways our listeners can maximize their savings rate?
Automate that savings. And remember, saving more money is a behavioral problem. The more you rely on discipline to save, the less likely you are to meet your target savings rate. You may have your mortgage or insurance bills automatically deducted from your checking account. Do the same with your savings. Corral that bad behavior by setting up automatic contributions to your savings and investment accounts.
Prioritize paying yourself. So easy, but so few of us do it. What else can we look at doing to improve our savings?
Make sure you capitalize on matching contributions. Who doesn't love free money? Take advantage of an employer contribution to your retirement savings. For example, let's say your employer offers 100% match for the first 4% of your salary that you contribute to your own 401k account, and then a 50% match for the next 2% that you contribute for a maximum employer contribution of 5% of your salary. That's an extra 5% in your effective savings rate, free of charge.
Yeah, another great point. All you have to do is what you should be doing anyway, saving money for your retirement. Don't assume that you know everything about your company's benefits. If you don't have a crystal clear understanding of your employer's retirement benefits, make an appointment with your HR department. Make that free money in the form of an employer match work for you.
All right, so time for a big one. And this one may sting a bit. The third largest expense in most people's budgets is food. Sure, a dinner out is nice every once in a while, but that's an entertainment expense, not a food expense. Beyond charging several times the cost of ingredients, restaurants also mark up beverages such as wine by 200%, even 400%. According to Business Insider, not to mention the extra 15% to 20% for a tip.
Yeah, I get sticker shock every time I go out for dinner with my family. Everyone likes the time-saving convenience, especially during the work week, of a pre-cooked meal. But that convenience comes at a big cost. When you look at the opportunity cost of diverting just a small fraction of that takeout money elsewhere in the budget.
Yeah, and I try to practice what we preach. You know, I save money on lunches by bringing lunch to work every day. And my wife and I cook a double portion for dinner, so we have leftovers to use throughout the week.
Transportation is the second highest expense in most people's budget, and it's far, far higher than most people assume. The cost of owning, maintaining, and driving a car includes not just the car payments, but also insurance, gas, maintenance and repairs, and parking.
You know, Mike, I'm always surprised that most of the retired households we meet with still maintain two cars, or possibly more. You know, that's a big expense, and when it comes down to it, most folks acknowledge that one car sits around more than another, so that is a big money saver.
Here's another situation we bump into, high interest debt. If you have a credit card debt at 24% interest and you have an investment opportunity you expect will earn a 10% return on investment, should you put your savings towards paying off your credit card debt first or investing money first?
Well, it's not a trick question. You have an effective return of 24% by paying off the debt compared with a possible return of 10% on the investment. Do everything you can to pay off that credit card debt as quickly as possible. The interest you pay by carrying a balance is lost money, money that you can't put towards building wealth.
The reverse is true. If you have low interest debt and you can invest at a higher rate, then you should earn the higher rate and invest. Of course, we recommend running numbers with your financial advisor prior to making that decision, but it is a sound rule of thumb. A good example is folks adding additional payments to mortgage and car payments. That may not be the best idea.
Well, if you're worried that your retirement savings might not stretch as far as you need them to, it's time to take action. So call us today and schedule a complimentary consultation with our team. You can reach us at 888-800-1881. Call in, schedule your appointment, and let us walk you through our complete retirement income review and analysis. And with that, my name is Charlie Gable.
And I'm Mike Doucette. Join us next week for more Safe Money Strategies.
Joining us now, as she always does at this time, she is the co-founder, president, CEO of Kelly Financial Services. And yes, that is her wonderful name, Kelly Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am good. Helping an adult child financially can bring up a lot of emotion, whether it's student loans, a down payment, or child care. Your heart says yes, but your head says, can I really afford this? At Kelly Financial, our advisors help families walk that line every day. We're not just here to run numbers. We're here to serve as your neutral third-party guide. We take a close look at your retirement plan, the risk, and the bigger picture, so you can make a smart decision about helping your family without putting your own future at risk. We also have a free investor guide, your retirement income planning checklist. It's a practical, easy-to-follow guide to help you assess whether your retirement income can support these kinds of decisions. To get your copy, give us a call or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org or go to our website for the Radio Rewind. Jeff, have a wonderful weekend. My best to Grace and the kiddos.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, Kelly, and give my best to everyone at Kelly Financial. Again, if you want a free retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or you can email Kelly yourself, Kelly at kellyfinancial.org, Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Safe Money Strategies. 888-800-1881.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back with you again this week. Who do you trust? Well, you trust your partner. You trust your husband. You trust your wife. You'd probably trust your children. Back in our day, the banker was the same man year after year. The bank was Hospital Trust. The man's name was Mr. Finnerty, and I knew him from when I was a small child until I was in the Air Force, a technology institute out in Denver in my 20s. I still knew who to call at Hospital Trust Bank. His name was Mr. Finnerty, and he was the vice president then. When I first knew him when I was 5 years old, he might have been a loan officer, I'm not sure. But we knew who he was, and he helped our family. And he was a great man, in my opinion. But back then, bankers did banking. Insurance, the insurance man came to the house. He did our insurance. And if we walked down onto Bellevue Avenue, we could walk into a real live stockbroker's office, and we could sit on the bench with very wealthy men and women, and we could watch a real ticker tape. How did that work? It was a paper punch tape that went through a machine that shined light from behind it and broadcast the ticker tape on the wall, on a screen. It was a true ticker tape. Those three people, the insurance man, the banker, whom we don't know now, we don't even know what the name of our bank's going to be in the morning, never mind having the same banker, and the stockbroker now are basically the same person because everyone wanted to get in on the act. In my town, there used to be a store where you would bring a television tuner. It was a dial that you turned on the television to change the station, we used to call him. And there was a man, his job was to fix those things, television tuners. We had one television from age when I was 3. I can remember a television at 2. We had the same television till I was almost 10. Black Zenith. It was huge, ladies and gentlemen. We had the same television repairman. He would come in, he had a truck, and he would bring a machine in, test the tubes, change the tubes, put the back on the TV, and out he would go. We got our second TV in 1961, And I think the next television we got was 1965. It was a Sears color TV. Hallelujah. It sat in a giant console. It looked beautiful. And we could watch Bonanza in color. But all through those years, we had the same television repair man. And it was $14 a year. And that TV was fixed whenever it was broken. And the worst days were when they had to take that thing back to the shop. Heaven only knew when you were going to get that TV back. So we had the same person doing that. We had the same toaster my whole life. The same toaster, ladies and gentlemen. We had a mixer that was the same mixer from when I was a child to when I left for the service. Things didn't change much. Same teapot my entire life until I was 50. When I went to my folks' house, the teapot would be there. So things are much different now. We had probably had three different vacuums my entire life. Now they come and go. It's amazing what happens. It's a throwaway society. Trying to get a hold of people. Contact is vital. It's difficult. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful, and you have to find out what's important to you. What's important to you about having enough money, ladies and gentlemen? What's important to you about not having to be a dependent on the state? What's important to you about being able to leave a lasting legacy for your children? My son, we read a book every day at night. It's called Mike Mulligan and His Steam Shovel. And Mike Mulligan's steam shovel was named Marianne, believe it or not. The book is from the 30s. It's a very short book. But Mike Mulligan and Marianne would travel around the country, and they would dig highways and canals, basements of buildings and things like that. But when people watched them, the one thing about Mike Mulligan and Marianne, if people gathered around to watch them work, they'd work a little faster and a little better. And I think that's true about anyone in any industry. If you're monitoring what's happening, then things might happen a little better and a little faster for you, if you can do that. So your needs are important. They have to be identified. And your goals have to be identified. And you start from there. If you want a home, do you ever start out to say, well, what kind of furnace do we want, honey? No, you say, what neighborhood is the one in which we want to live? That's how you begin. The furnace is about the 20th thing on the list. So identifying needs and goals through an interactive process are how solutions are created for you. And that's important in anything you do. I had a couple in my office, they're getting ready to buy a home in Florida. And I said, I want to be part of that purchase. I want to be able to help you to construct your offer. And they were very relieved when I said that. They hadn't even imagined to ask me. I was happy to do it because I think people need someone on their team, especially as you get closer to retirement. You want to make sure that your goals don't conflict with someone else's. And if they do, that can get in the way. Someone wants you in a particular product, investment, or stock, and it conflicts with what you need to do, then you have to be aware of that. So it's conceptual, it's a solution-based approach, basically a safe money strategy for retirement. So you have questions. You need to be introduced to the solutions. How is that done, ladies and gentlemen? With priorities, what's important to you and what must be important to you is to preserve your wealth. Risk is for one purpose only. It's to get you a higher return than you would receive if you had your money in treasury bills. That's how risk works. So you want a premium for your risk. You don't want to gamble to have the risk. So that's how we have to manage risk. Unfortunately, some people, the amount of money you have invested is not a factor in risk tolerance. The ability to recover after a loss and have it not affect your lifestyle, to me, is primary in selecting what your risk tolerance is, and that's how we do that. And remember what Mike Mulligan and Marianne did when people were watching, and we do the same thing when people are listening. You work a little faster and a little better.
Call Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, financial advice is important when it comes to preserving your nest egg. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Senior Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. 888-800-1881.
The news break is coming up, and during the break, take the time to give a call at 888-800-1881 and make that all-important first step to secure your retirement future. Talk things through with a financial advisor about any aspect of retirement or money management, whether it's your portfolio, concerns about health care, or if you're tossing around the idea of relocating or maybe helping out with your grandchildren's college. You see, a financial advisor isn't only about the stock market. That's only a portion of the job description. And in the end, you'll be amazed at how very small adjustments over time can have enormous results when it's time to retire. In fact, these adjustments can be the difference of when you can retire, or in some cases, whether you can retire at all. So call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org and raise a toast to your financial future. 888-800-1881, Kelly Financial Services with offices in Braintree and Burlington. All right, see you next week.
All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. The host is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, Kelly has waived the host's advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement where the host receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, the host has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest. Radio.